D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Where them air horns at? Hey! Welcome in here to the Tuesday, August 26th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Here we are live.
Slums of Sacramento.
What are you doing with him?
Is that a giant bottle of hot sauce next to your computer?
Bro, what?
Yeah, I got fried rice today, so I brought the bottle of sriracha from home.
Okay.
That's sriracha?
Yeah, sriracha.
Fried rice from?
Huh?
Where you get the fried rice from?
It was like from Costco or something like that. Okay. Just something to heat up at lunch.
There's like a water bottle, sriracha, and a Gatorade just lined up one after the other in Jesse's studio. Which absolutely looks like Jesse's just meal of champions.
I'll bring the king size bottle of Tapatio sometimes if I got like chicken or something like that too.
Okay.
That's been a big hit around the office. They'll come, oh my gosh. Like, yeah.
Okay.
I like to bring my hot sauce.
Hey, I got hot sauce in my bag. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I am a big.
Do you get that reference?
Nah.
It's all right.
I'm a big, big proponent, big fan. A fried rice, shrimp fried rice.
Oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
Be specific.
Yeah, yeah.
There's this spot.
That was dinner
now,
last night.
Now, sometimes with that good shrimp fried rice, like, there are great places that can make it good. Sometimes you got to go to the streets. You got to go to the barrio to get that good.
Where was that?
You got to go to the
No.
What
was that? One more time.
You got to go to the barrio.
Okay.
You got to go to the barrio.
Yep.
To go get that good shrimp fried rice. I was going to Wayne's Wharf for a long time.
What are the cross streets for that place that you're saying?
24th and Florin.
Okay. All right.
I would go to Wayne's Walk until they got a C on their grade. So I don't think it's a C no more. Mm-hmm. But
you're still passing.
Mm-hmm. Well, damn.
Geez. You still graduate.
Damn.
You still graduate.
Damn. I don't know if
I'll take a number three combo, please.
No, I can't do that. Now, to be fair, I think they don't have that no more. This was years ago when they had a C, but I had to step away. Now I think they got an A. I think they're
good. Have you ever gotten food like off the street, like of New York or one of them? Yeah,
I got me a little papaya, a little hot dog.
Oh,
papaya.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good look. It's a real good look.
That's the move.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Can't really. Now you can. I was going to say something.
Are you up to date? Like, are you guys up to date, like, on your restaurant's grades and all that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, yeah, because I was wondering, like, Casey's like, oh, yeah, I got a C. I was like, I don't even know if the places I eat at are good. I'm going to start looking up grades like it's college again.
Well, I think it's still a requirement. They have to have it in the window. That's how I saw they got a C.
I need to start looking at the window more.
Yeah, I never noticed that. Yeah, never paid a lick of attention to
Wait, does that say D minus?
There's no way you could be open if it was a D minus, right?
Yeah. You're not passing
like
anymore.
Like, you can't,
so
yeah, like you.
It's one of those.
I'm sorry, you can't operate a restaurant.
It's scribbled with a Sharpie. It said D, now they turned it into an A.
Turned it into a B, just drew the line like across the middle.
Yeah, I think they have to be in the windows. And what, like you said, if
never
it's
thought about
I've
that.
I've never seen anything below a C, so that never means you probably shouldn't be open if you got anything below a C.
That's amazing.
But I'm not going in if you don't have an A. So if you don't have an A, I'm not going in there.
Oh, understandable. Understandable. Unless, of course, you're a food truck and you're outside. Maybe it just doesn't matter.
All right, lowest score you can get is a 70. Like, yeah, they're grading on college stuff right here. If you get a 70, a score, hey, you're open. Lights up.
So hold on. So
you get a 69.8. Shut it down.
A C. So Kenny went into a place to eat that was on the verge of closing.
Yeah, it could have been teetering.
Once I saw the C, I didn't go in.
Okay.
When I was going in, they had an A. Now, that could have – maybe they the grade, the last time they got graded didn't match up with what was going on at that time, but – as soon as I saw that C,
Kenny's restaurant was on the verge of graduating and getting kicked out of school.
Bryce said, as a former restaurant worker, if you see a C, run for your life.
Bruh. I couldn't go. And that hurt me, too, because I love me some Wayne's wine.
That wasn't
that
shrimp
said,
fried
no,
rice Casey was eating.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
That was mice fried rice.
Once I saw that C, I said, not Wayne's walk. Not Wayne's walk. Yeah. I think they're back now, though. Yeah, I'm not going to find out, but I think they're back.
Just got an 80 on midterms. We're back, guys.
You may be back. Yeah. I'm not.
Hey, now I'm like a parent. I'm going to need you to sustain that grade before.
Showing up. Hey, where's the report card at? We didn't get one this time.
Yeah.
Health inspector never showed
report
up.
Report card? Bitch, I need your progress report.
Oh, I used to hide those.
I need to know how you're doing on a weekly basis.
The restaurant cut off the progress report before I got there.
They
cut off the mail.
Yeah, but we stopped getting progress reports now. Now it's just report cards.
Hey, was they serving them shrimp that Walmart had to? Who had them shrimp that they were like, hey, guys, don't eat these.
I think it was Walmart. Damn.
They said there's a recall on shrimp. It's like, oh, no, from Walmart. What?
FDA recalls possibly radioactive shrimp sold at Walmart.
Man. Radioactive?
6 days ago.
All right, man.
Hey, that's what Kenny was eating on.
Hey, but look.
Kenny felt like he had superpowers after that shrimp fried rice.
Well, look, like I say from time to time, like Jesse, we be talking about McDonald's and all this other stuff. I'm still here today.
That's honestly the truth.
Still here. I'm healthy.
Part of your heart is missing.
I can run a mile. I'm all right.
Do we know that for sure?
Yes.
Well, yeah, okay. Before we used to run it in 6. Now we run it in 9 minutes, but
well,
still run it.
It's fine. Fine.
I still get there. So,
Casey's like, look, a little radio activation doesn't hurt. It's fine. I'm still here.
Still standing, still strong.
Still standing, still strong. Not even remotely weak in the knees.
How do you even get
There's
radioactive?
There's this other finger I got to deal with, but other than that, I'm here.
How do you get radioactive shrimp?
I think I might have found the answer. Did anyone see the name of the company?
No.
What was it? Springfield? The Simpsons? Was it
worse. Beaver Street Fisheries.
All right, man.
Beaver Street Fisheries LLC recalls great value frozen raw shrimp because of possible health risks.
See, that's I don't like them already because they're putting a bad name on Great Value. Great Value does some good things out there, and now they got to deal with this. What was it? Beaver Street Fisheries.
Jacksonville, Florida. It's probably Tony Khan's. Tony Khan's shrimp company out here being recalled. Dean Ambrose out here sticking forks in
it. Is that new?
Yeah, that was from this weekend.
Yeah,
he did another one.
I saw
he stuck a fork in like Darby Allin's ear or something.
All right, man.
But I think I saw two of those guys from that match are going to be out for an extended period of time. Yeah, because you guys keep doing this stuff.
Come on. Yeah, I was on the
Our
timeline.
Our buddy loves that stuff, but I can't deal with it.
They're wrecking themselves.
I was on the timeline and I said, the caption was like, oh, this is too far. And I just kept strolling.
Me and Kenny talked about it, I think, last week. We're just WWE fans, I think. That's fine. I'm not even a WWE fan at this point, so I think I'm just out.
Look, this is how we're out, because did you know we could have live watched Raw yesterday?
Oh, yeah, that was on at like 11 o'clock, I think.
Someone, I remember if it was Zabel, somebody said in the chat, Raw's on and Roman's cutting a promo. I'm like, it was like noon. Yeah. I was like, well,
has he been back or did he return yesterday?
I think.
As a matter of fact, I saw that. They said he went babyface, like super babyface.
He cut like a promo, like I was reading the description. I guess he cut a promo saying I'm not sure, kind of insinuating that he, or maybe not insinuating, but flat out saying, I'm just not going to be around much. Like I'm an older Roman Reigns. I'm an older, something along those lines, but it wasn't enough to get me to go like, oh, I want to watch it. Then I read it was 21 minutes long and was like, oh,
hey man, just send him away till Royal Rumble.
There's the last superstar remaining too. Once he's done, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Not saying that Cody Rhodes is bad, but Roman is like all-time great. You don't got an all-time great left.
I did see the clip where they booed Cody's mention when Roman said something about Cody, and I think this was in Birmingham.
That sounds about right.
Which is why it was on at noon or whatever it was.
Becky Lynch got
some heat.
Yeah, she said some. I don't know what she said.
She said something. She that the best thing to come out of here died last month. talking about Ozzy Osbourne. And then I think the part that pissed off his daughter was, if I was from here, I'd die too. Okay. Or something like that.
It's a little too far, Becky.
And I was like, oh, that's tough. What's going on here? Oh, she's wrestling Nikki Bella?
Hey, look.
What?
Look, I'll say it too. Becky overrated.
I won't do that. No.
She had the one moment. She had the one moment when she got the nose busted up, and that took her to another level.
That's a tough take.
She's never reached that level again.
That's not true. She main evented WrestleMania.
Based off of that.
That's a tough look, though.
We don't agree, but he's our boy, so leave him alone. All right. We don't agree, but fine. That's a bad take, brother.
Yeah, that's not. I think
Becky
you're wrong.
Overrated, Becky.
Nah, I think you're wrong. Becky is.
She's all one of all time greats. No.
Yeah, like Becky and Toni Storm are the two best in the game right now on the women's side, and Toni might be number one, like because she's the one person over there that I pay attention to.
Becky. I hear what you're saying, but I got to get specific. She is not in Charlotte's class.
I don't think
Charlotte is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
That's not
one of the greatest characters of all time, women or men.
Okay.
Becky not on that level.
Charlotte's the GOAT to me, but I think she's in the tier.
She's a better promo than Charlotte. I can't go on board. I can't get on board with this one.
Becky, I don't know.
We're probably going to get a text soon.
I'm so well. No, we're not because he's not. If he was listening, he'd be here.
That's a good point.
He'd walk into this studio like Scott Hall talking about what that's his one. Yeah, like if he hates that company, but if he's going to watch that company, he's going to watch for her and her only. But yeah, no. If he heard this, he'd be here right now. And if he's listening on delay,
might be on his way.
It's bad for all of us. Yeah, that's a tough take. Yeah, WCW, if you're listening, don't text Kenny in the group. Just text him alone.
You know who's overrated is the one at the other company.
Who?
Mercedes? Yeah, I mean, I understand that.
Mercedes isn't overrated.
I understand what he's saying. I don't think so either, but I do understand.
Only she's not the star that
she's
they're expecting
her to
be. She's
not Becky, Toni, or Charlotte, though.
But like if she was at WWE, she'd be a much bigger star still, I think. Like they're
bigger.
Kind of expecting her to overperform that over there.
Absolutely.
I think it was Eddie, because she won at the pay-per-view, and Eddie tweeted out, he said, "What a surprise, Hogan wins again," because she is always winning.
Who, Mercedes?
Mercedes.
Oh. Who, Eddie Gonzalez said that?
Yeah. Talk about like, you know, in the 80s, Hogan would always win, and it was like, people got tired of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is with Mercedes. I like Mercedes, though.
I can't believe Logan versus Cena's a thing.
Well, another part where we split ways.
Oh, great. Hot take. Here
Logan,
we go.
Logan's really good. Logan's really good. I don't know where he should be or nothing like that, but Logan's really good.
I don't need to see him against John. That's not
fair.
A match I need to see. Because, like, who? Logan. I don't think Logan will ever get anything out of beating a top guy. John won't get anything out of beating Logan Paul. I don't know what the purpose of this is.
Gap filler.
You've run.
Gap filler.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You got
to
what,
get to,
three
to Brock,
months to go?
To get to Brock and then whatever they're doing in December. Yeah, I guess so.
Gap filler. He's December's when he's retiring, right?
Yeah, December 13th on Saturday night's main event. Not even on NBC, I don't think.
Well,
I think it's
Peacock.
Just on Peacock. Which is crazy. NBC was like, that was Saturday night's main event's hub.
Did they broadcast the one a couple months ago, right, on NBC?
I have no idea. I have no clue. I don't know how apps work anymore. Like, I'm still confused. Was Love Island on TV or not?
No.
It wasn't.
It was on Netflix, I believe.
No, it's on Peacock, right? I think Love Island's on Peacock.
I think it is, too.
Yeah, Love Island's on Peacock.
But it was never on TV.
I'll look that up.
See, like, I don't know anymore.
Was it on USA?
I'm not sure.
So USA, that's the family. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if it's Universal or what it is, but that would make sense. I just have no idea. Everything is like apps now. So when they say, So I saw this question when the King schedule came out. Are the Peacock games on NBC? And I don't think they are. There's NBC games and there's Peacock games.
Some are just Peacock only.
I think Monday is Peacock only. I think Tuesday is NBC.
So the Kings have some NBC games. Mm-hmm. They have, come to think about it, they don't have a Peacock only game, do they?
They got Indiana. That's a Peacock game on a Monday night. Okay. I remember that.
Okay.
Love Island comes out on Bravo too, I guess.
Bravo.
I don't know if it's reruns Bravo or what.
Bravo's the Housewives channel, right?
Mm-hmm. Bravo. They got,
I say right like I don't know. Yeah, I absolutely know Housewives, it's the Housewives channel.
They got Charles the Sunset. I don't even know if that still comes on, but
now they'll do it too, where they do the streaming shows and then they'll send them to TV.
We were watching the Cowboys, America's team, the doc.
Okay.
And the Steelers Super Bowl. And Katie goes, "Hey, that's so and so's husband." Talking about Cordell Stewart, Cordell Stewart's wife, and I don't remember her name, is one of the housewives.
What city?
I don't remember. She said the name, and I knew the name, but I probably knew the name because that's how she knows, like, all, like, if she knows an athlete, they're married to, like, a housewife.
Well, that's your boy Juan Dixon. He was
Juan Dixon.
He was different on that show.
Atlanta.
Portia
Williams.
Portia with not now, right?
Why are you so flustered by that?
Because I knew Portia to be with the guy that she divorced.
Stewart, so.
I didn't know she was with Cordell Stewart. That's crazy.
On May 21st, 2011, they married at a lavish ceremony that was featured on WeTV's Platinum Weddings. Stewart has himself appeared alongside Williams on Bravo's The Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 5 and 6.
Okay.
Which is interesting because Stewart filed for divorce from Portia Williams on March 22nd, 2013. Less than 2 years later, on the grounds that the marriage was broken. Initial reports stated he was unwilling to pay child support or spousal support, excuse me.
And then Portia married this, I think he's from Africa, and she married him, ended up divorcing him, and got a good little deal out of that.
Portia.
I think he got deported too.
Damn. A Nigerian entrepreneur, philanthropist, and he was an executive producer. They were married for less than 3 years.
Yeah.
That's
Portia.
Tough.
She had different ideas of what she wanted to do. That's my girl. I like Portia, though.
He was deported.
Yeah.
He was deported a couple months ago.
Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah. That's tough. He said the marriage was toxic.
Poor guy. Hope he's doing fine, man. Hope he's doing all right.
Well, he's not, whatever he's doing, he's in Nigeria. Not doing it in America.
Hopefully he's over there living like a king.
She was 20 years older than that. 20 years younger than that man.
What was his name? Simon? I think that was
Simon. Yeah. Yep. Was he on the show too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
That's when I would take a peek every now and then. I didn't take a peek when Cordell Stewart was there, but when Simon.
Nah, Atlanta's lit.
Atlanta is lit. Atlanta. You know my two. You know
Atlanta and Potomac.
Yeah, Potomac. They be wilding. They be wilding.
I get how you can get sucked into these TV shows. I get it.
The great thing about it, like I haven't watched any of these shows in like a couple years, but they're like wrestling.
In a day or so.
They're like wrestling. They're like other soap operas. You can just hop in whenever you want to.
Yeah.
And pick up the plot. They'll act the same.
That's where Love Island got confusing, is I would watch an episode and then Katie would watch like two of them or three of them. And then all of a sudden I'd start watching and there'd be like four people that I don't recognize.
Just be lost.
Like, wait, who is that? Where did they come from? Oh, those are the bombshells. The F is a bombshell. I didn't know who none of these people were. And she's all invested in them. And I'm like, all right, like I'm out. I'm lost. I don't know what's going on. Where is the brother with the long hair who's with the girl? Oh, now he's with that girl. All right.
Isn't one of the stars from Sac State? Don't they got like two people from Sac State?
On Love Island?
Yeah. I think.
Oh, I don't know.
I think a guy is from Sac State. I thought they had a girl from Sac State too, but there's definitely somebody from Sac State on Love Island.
Okay. Well, Stinger's up.
Stinger's.
I guess.
Got a whole new meaning.
Sir.
I Love Island. They're trying to find love.
Yo, they're trying to find something. I don't know if it was always love. Hey, let's jump in this ball pit and make out and see if we're in love. What? All right. Cool, man. That's fine. That's fine. Cleveland Cavaliers guard Max Strus underwent surgery to repair a Jones fracture in his left foot sustained during a recent offseason workout and will miss approximately 3 to 4 months. It's going to take Max Strus out there for the start of the season. Y'all hate Cleveland anyway. Do you have Cleveland back at the top four?
I think they're part of the they're part of like contending in the
top four
in the East
by default.
Damn.
That's,
I knew you weren't going to just say yes or no. I knew you were going to make sure it was.
Well, it's like at one point, when are you going to get to the conference finals and just like actually just get it done?
Well, I don't know. This year would be a great year to do it.
That's what I'm saying. This like would, now it's all by default. Yeah, it's all kind of set up for you. But at some point, like, yeah, you can win 60 games.
Unfortunately, you're 100% right. It is really set up for Cleveland to be in a good spot this year.
And
Cleveland and New York.
Jesse, you're being a little unfair to Cleveland. They did. Get hit with the injury bug.
Jesse didn't bite him when they won 60
injuries
games.
That happen every year. Well,
they don't get hit with the injury bug every year. When they played Boston, they just weren't good enough. Like, they just weren't good enough. Last year, they were legit. And when we after those first two games against Miami, we said, nah, we need to see something different. And they did what they were supposed to do.
The first two games, which I think they won.
They did by, like, seven.
But
I still think we were right.
Good enough.
Well, no, didn't they beat the...
Well, they won the next two by, like, 97.
They beat the crap out of Miami.
And then they lost the next round.
But people were hurt. Evan Mobley didn't play. Mm-hmm. Garland was out for a game or two. Was Jared Allen out for one of those games?
I feel like everybody was... Except Donovan?
Donovan played. But Donovan got hurt.
Donovan was hurt.
In the last two games, I think he got hurt.
Of the regular season. Wasn't Donovan hurt going into the playoffs?
I don't remember. I remember he was hurt in that series, though.
The Miami series.
The Indiana series. He, like, rolled his ankle or something like that in game four or something like that.
Oh, that's right. We thought he was done.
Yeah.
And he kept playing.
So they...
Well, if they don't get it done this year, then it's just, yeah, I'm out completely.
Well, if they got the same injury luck, they ain't going to get it done.
But here's the thing. That team has two more years. We were looking at when we were looking at the aprons and all of that. Mm. Their team is locked in this year and next year. Mm. And once if you miss, then you just you move from there.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything drastic in my estimation over the next 2 years. You do want to see something, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. If you're, I think it's still Kobe Altman. He might have a different position, but I think Kobe Altman still has a position there. Mm. And you need to.
I would, if it don't happen this year, I'd look to do something drastic after this season.
I don't think you can though. Like drastic, like
trade one
Donovan?
Of those guys. Nah, like Garland or Allen.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. If it didn't, and what I mean didn't happen this year, I mean second round exit again. Like if you get to the conference finals or the finals, we'll run it back for that third season. But if it's another disappointing playoff appearance. Yeah, something got to change.
Especially it's going to be tough to gauge that conference.
Yeah.
And if Cleveland enters healthy and loses, yeah, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. But people like Orlando, people like Detroit, those could be potential first, mm-hmm. second round playoff matchups for them, depending on how things shake out.
Could be a problem.
Cleveland?
No, it could be a problem for Cleveland or New York to go up against Orlando
sure.
or Detroit in the first round.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll come back. We'll stick with the NBA because ESPN insiders predicted what the upcoming NBA season might look like. A couple of interesting things in there we're talking about. We'll talk about some moves that the Raiders made, not just today, but over the course of the last 24 hours or so. Kenny stepped out of the studio, walked back, and said, guess what? Raiders got their quarterback. We'll talk about it. We're thrilled that you're here with us. It's Dealing with KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.